Thanks for rejoining us for part two of An Invaluable Resource, Our Museum Volunteers, here on Anchored in History, Stories of America's Navy.
Okay, next on the line we have Rita Yavinsky of the U.S. Naval Academy Museum. How are you doing today, Rita?
I'm doing great, Cliff. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, thanks. So for this podcast today, we're actually talking about volunteering in National Volunteer Month. Some of the questions I've got for you are kind of like, what is your motivation for volunteering?
I think it's very simple. As you go on in life, I think you understand the importance of giving back and working with organizations and people that you might not normally meet in the normal course of your job or in the normal course of your education. For myself, one of my motivations for volunteering is I was a good friend of Grace Hopper's, and Grace and I worked very closely together for a number of years. And she always had as one of the highest values that she could provide was to work with young people and outline to young people what they needed to do in order to be successful. She did this really above and beyond the call of her normal Navy responsibilities. And I learned from that. At the time, I was working to earn a paycheck, paying bills, going from month to month. But I learned from Grace that it's important to go beyond the normal course of your life. It's important to give back and to reach out to other people and to work with them. And if you have experiences or talents or values that you can share, it helps them, but more importantly, it helps yourself. And you become a better person for volunteering. That's a big part of my life, and I love it. I just love it.
That's an amazing person to have as a good friend and everlasting impression she left on the Navy and computing world at large.
Oh, she's iconic in both the computing world and in the U.S. Navy.
So with the museum you volunteer at, the Naval Academy, do you have any background, either previous military experience with yourself or family?
And to be honest with you, I don't. My background and the knowledge I have in the Navy is what I learned from Grace. When Grace retired, and then when she passed away, the Navy continued to honor her legacy. Somehow, they connected the dots, and they continued to invite me to those events that honored Grace. So, for instance, they named the warship after Grace. CVG 70 is named the Hopper. I became good friends with the captain and the XO, and through them, I learned about the operational side of the Navy and began to associate socially with many individuals from the Navy. I was so impressed, not only with their knowledge of the Navy and how to manage things like a huge ship, but I also learned the dedication and service. Grace spoke at a large number of organizations. She gave a large number of speeches. She received an enormous number of honors. Every time she spoke, her last words always were, "Thank you for this honor, but the greatest honor I have ever received is serving in the United States Navy." And, you know, that resonated with me. And as I began to meet more and more individuals from the Navy, it continued to resonate with me. When I moved down to Maryland, one of the first things I thought of was, oh my gosh, I have to contact somebody at the academy and see if there's a way that I can work there or volunteer. I just sent them a note, please, can I come over and volunteer? And they had a slot that was open, so I volunteered there and have loved every day of it. I don't miss a shift. It's wonderful.
That's awesome. So, for you, why is it important to volunteer and the public at large, why is it important to give back?
I think it's the only way that we can take what we've learned and the values that we have and share them with others. So you can volunteer in a number of ways. You can volunteer on political campaigns. You can volunteer with your neighbors and HOA organizations. You can volunteer with your church, volunteer with garden clubs. You can volunteer with organizations like the Naval Museum. And to be honest with you, Cliff, I volunteer in many of those organizations. I enjoy it. I enjoy meeting the different people, and I enjoy understanding different backgrounds and different values that people have. It makes me a better person. It makes me a person that can understand different perspectives and, you know, platforms that other people have that they believe in. and other beliefs that are important to them that may be different than mine, and yet appreciate the values that they have. So for me, volunteering is a big part of my retired life, and I would encourage everybody to reach out and to share some of the time and treasure that they have and volunteer with either their neighbors or their church or organizations close by. And I think it enriches not only the organization, but it enriches yourself.
Do you have any last-minute thoughts or shout-outs that you'd like to give?
You know, I would give a shout-out to the people that manage the Naval Museum. They are echelon above corps. They are so professional. They take what can be a very complex engagement or a very, very enigmatic person or major events in our history, and they display them and portray them in such a way that it resonates with all our visitors, young and old. I don't know that we've had a visitor come back through the welcome desk at the museum that has not expressed how amazed they are at that museum. It's a treasure, and it's such a credential and a tribute to the people and the curators who work in that museum. It's beyond what I ever expected it to be.
Well, that's great to hear. And Rita, I want to thank you again for volunteering your time to come on this podcast and to tell your story about the Naval Academy and why it's important to volunteer.
Well, thank you for inviting me, Cliff. I enjoyed it very much.
All righty. You have a good day. And our next caller today is Ted Ross with the Naval Undersea Museum. How are you doing today, Ted?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
And you?
Good, thank you. So firstly, I want to say thank you for volunteering and especially volunteering at one of our museums. I've got a couple of questions for you today. What is your motivation for volunteering?
I'd like to give back to the community. And when I stumbled on the Navy Undersea Museum, it was something I could relate to. And I thought it's one way I could give back to the community.
Okay. So you just said how you relate to it. So do you have a background to the museum? It kind of ties in together, or how did you come about volunteering at that museum?
Well, I do. And the other thing I get out of it is I learn more about other parts of the Navy that I don't know about. So it's a great educational opportunity. But I retired. I was a Navy diver and worked with many of the items that are on display in the Undersea Museum. So I could relate to those, and I found an advantage in the talking to people about them. Many people had questions, and I could answer the questions in more detail and give them stories and experiences that may go along with some of the things.
So it's like they're talking to a subject matter expert right then and there.
Yes.
For you, why is it important to volunteer and the public at large to volunteer, hopefully at one of our museums?
Well, I think it's a great way to keep the history alive and to educate people. One of the things we do at the Undersea Museum is we have a STEM program. And before I retired, I owned an engineering firm, and I saw the advantage into encouraging youth to go into science and technology and to create awareness about the history of our country and to help encourage youth to go into science and technology.
So do you have any last minute shout outs or anything you'd like to say to the listeners today?
Well, I would encourage everybody to take advantage of their local Navy museums. There's great opportunities to help youth develop and to show the youth what the history of our country is all about. And they may be able to understand more about what their family member went through and what they did to help protect this country.
Well, Ted, I actually wish you the best and thank you for your call in today to help us talk about the Undersea Museum and why volunteering is important.
Thank you. My pleasure, Cliff.
Next calling in today is Stephen Gilchek from the National Museum of the American Sailor. Thanks for calling in, Steve. How are you doing today?
Oh, very good, Cliff. Very good.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. So thank you again for volunteering. And I just have a few questions for you today. What's one of your motivations, or what are your motivations for volunteering?
Well, actually, there's quite a few. I spent 30 years active duty in the Navy, and in the regard, I did a lot of commrail projects myself. And then as a command master chief, it was important that we did commrail projects, especially overseas when we deployed. A lot of people don't know that. And a lot of people would say, well, gee, Master Chief, why do you need volunteers? Why don't you just order the duty section to go with you? And the truth of the matter is, I would tell them, I can get more work out of 10 volunteers than 20 people who don't want to be there. So it's very important for me in my retirement age that I can volunteer, and I bring with it a lot of good attitude because I want to be there as a volunteer. I can be very, very helpful to the museum by volunteering.
So you were in the Navy for 30 years, you said, correct?
Yes, active duty 30 years, but I've been involved with the Navy from the get-go.
Okay, from the get-go. So you've got a family tie in the Navy then?
Well, yes and no. My father served during the Second World War, and I have 8 brothers and sisters. Of those 8 brothers and sisters, 6 of us have joined the Navy.
That is awesome. So why is it important to you then and the public at large to volunteer?
Well, again, it's important to volunteer because usually volunteers, they want to be there to help out. So I think that's a very important aspect of it.
Right. It becomes a labor of love.
Yeah, very much so.
Well, any last minute thoughts for our listeners today?
Well, as anything, I've been involved in museums since I was a kid, and you learn a lot. You really learn a lot from a museum. So anybody who wants to come out there and see what the Navy's all about and the sailor is all about, come on down to our museum. We'd be more than happy to have you. You can ask for me in person. I'm happy to step up and say, hey.
Great last minute thoughts, Stephen. And again, I appreciate everything you've done for volunteering to the National Museum of the American Sailor and to the podcast today.
Oh, no worries. It's an honor to be a part of it.
And next on the line calling in today is Mike Peterson with Naval Undersea Museum. How are you doing today, Mike?
Very good. How are you, Cliff?
Good. Thanks for asking. And again, thanks for volunteering to give some of your time to be on today's podcast. So I want to ask you, Mike, what are some of your motivations for volunteering?
Well, volunteering at the Naval Undersea Museum or United States Naval Undersea Museum is kind of come in play over the years. I was in law enforcement and was involved with community, and I actually supervised volunteers in that capacity, and always enjoyed working with, you know, people that I've never met before and interacting with them. And one day I just saw the sign on the freeway that indicated that the museum was there, went, looked at the museum, the Keyport, and thoroughly liked it, spoke to one of the volunteer coordinators there, and within a week or two, I was involved with E-Day, the biggest event that the museum had, and it just kind of blossomed from there. That's basically what it comes down to.
That's pretty cool. And how many years have you done this with the museum?
Done this just a little over 18th year. I'm thoroughly enjoying it, and I even lose track of how long I've been involved with it there.
That's amazing. You've done it for so long for that museum. Now, do you have any background related to the museum other than just seeing a sign as you're driving by? Do you have any Navy ties through your family?
Well, no, but I would say that my prior to getting married, my now wife was a student in San Diego up on Point Loma, where a lot of naval activities were. And on weekends, I would drive down from Los Angeles and kind of pick her up at the dorms, and we'd go out on the town. And normally on weekends, there were one or two ships were there to visit, and we'd thoroughly enjoy touring those ships. And so, yeah, that was my sparked my first interest in the Navy. So, yeah, I would say I'm smitten by it a little bit, you know, when I was just hardly more than a teenager.
I don't want to take up too much more of your time today, but I've got one last question. Why is it important to you and the public at large to volunteer?
Well, if I can put it kind of shortly here, that by volunteering and engaging with people coming into the museum, that first of all, you find a cross cut of just humanitarian coming in. You find people that are worldwide travelers. You find people that are just here for a short time to visit family, and you give them an opportunity to see what naval history is and how naval history has played out with the history of the country overall, and just how important it plays, and the fact that through naval history, your path to the future is much better plotted, is what I can see, what I've seen already by the activities. But it's just the interaction, you know, the enthusiasm I have each time I go up to meet people and bring forth that history to all people is a thing that keeps me going. Enjoy that and the volunteer action between together, and it's just great opportunity.
Well, Mike, I thank you for your time and again for volunteering to be on the podcast today and for volunteering at the U.S. Naval Undersea Museum.
Thank you, Cliff.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too.
And our next caller on the phone is Andy Clark with the Naval Undersea Museum. How are you doing today, Andy?
Very good, Cliff. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for volunteering once again and stepping up to be on our podcast today. And got just a few questions for you. What's one of your reasons or motivations for volunteering?
I think historically and today, you know, our way of life is really drawn to the sea. And I think the Navy's museums, specifically the Navy Undersea Museum, really helped foster the military and the larger public's understanding of the importance of, you know, why we have our Navy and the relationship with the sea. And, you know, that's something that has been really important to me as I came back from recently retiring from the Navy, that it's really something, a story that I wanted to share. And I think that there's no singular Navy or undersea service, in my case, experience. It's exceptionally important to have a diversity of experience to share our past, and I think also helps foster what our naval service of the future is going to look like. And coming from intelligence, you know, our best outcomes have always resulted from building a diverse team with a diverse education background and professional experience. And I really think that the museum system helps reinforce that and bring it to a much, much broader audience. And, you know, I've worked extensively with engineering, STEM, as well as information, the traditional humanities communities. And I have to say, I'm hard pressed to find examples where the solutions to a hard problem didn't include an engineering component as well as a humanities human factor component.
You actually alluded to my next question of having a background in the museum and being in the Navy. How did your experience in the Navy tie into the Undersea Museum?
So I think it goes way back to, you know, when I grew up in Connecticut, because I had the opportunity, you know, thanks to my parents, to watch industry build the submarines, and then the Navy commissioned them, and, you know, in our formal ceremonies. The same submarines that I would later support during my career in naval intelligence. I think that my time with naval intelligence really gave me an opportunity to see all the different components of the Navy, especially the undersea component, and that it's not just submarines. And it brings up the science components as well, the STEM. And I truly think that, and one thing that we tend to do a lot at the Naval Undersea Museum is that there's a lot of technical story there. And as a father to young kids, I see the importance of, and I really appreciate the value that our museum places on STEM education in the wider community. At the same time, the traditional history component that we think of when we think of a museum remains a critical part of that narrative. And I think going forward, based on my experience active duty with unmanned systems, I really think the education piece to the wider society as a whole is important, because I'm a firm believer that autonomous systems undersea, in the skies, et cetera, are all really important to our future national security and our way of life. And we need our future generations to really be able to operate in that space and deliberately decide what should be in the realm of machines to decide, you know, in the interest of speed and processing capability, and what, you know, we as humanity need to retain to ensure that the things are done, you know, safely and in a manner that is consistent with our values. And I think that that's something that really is covered well in the museum system.
Let me ask you, why do you think it's important to volunteer?
I think the importance of volunteering from my view is that it really takes a large, diverse group of experiences to really tell accurate stories. And regardless of what type of museum or how it's funded, you're never necessarily going to be able to support a full-time staff that covers everything. By opening the doors to volunteers, it allows individuals to bring something that the rest of the group might not have, and build connections, build networks, and create other opportunities. So I really do see that regardless of what you have done in service or what you have done in industry or what you have done in your community, that there may be something that you value that and an experience that other folks may not have had that benefit. It's much like reading the works of the works of great writers. Of various people will say it's really important to read a diversity of books, of different opinions. And I think one of the great ways to get that is through volunteers, because everyone's going to bring their own perspective. And then when you take that with your perspective and the others that you've met, you're able to help make a more fulsome picture of what that experience would be. And I used to work recruiting for naval intelligence. And one thing that I always tried to share with the individuals who were interested is talk to as many people as you can, because everyone's going to have a different experience. And only when you are armed with those different stories, experiences, can you get a better idea of what your experience may be. It's like they say in investing, past performance is no indication of future returns, but it makes you best informed. And I do think that I feel like volunteering allows me to help share my experiences with a larger community and help people understand why the Naval Service is doing what it's doing.
Is there any shout outs, any last minute thoughts you'd like to give on volunteering or call outs about the museum?
Well, I just want to say thank you to the full-time staff and all the volunteers at the Navy Understanding Museum. I'm new, but everyone has been incredibly welcoming and helping me build my experience there. There's a great deal of, I have a great deal of appreciation because the number of volunteers that have put in so many hours to help a cause bigger than themselves. And that is not lost on me every time when I come in to volunteer, is that it really does feel like a well-oiled team, and it's exciting to see who I'm going to be working with every time I come in the museum. I'm not on a set schedule, so every time it's meeting someone new and building new relationships. And I really thank the staff of the museum for fostering that sort of collegial environment.
Well, Andy, thanks for calling in again and for volunteering today, all your time. And I hope you enjoy your time at the Undersea Museum.
Thanks, Cliff. I really appreciate it. And thanks for all you guys do throughout the larger museum system. I think it's a really crucial role for our country.
And next we have Bill Murray with the Hampton Roads Naval Museum. Hi, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
So what are your motivations for volunteering?
I'm trying to make sure that everything I've learned throughout all the experiences I've had from 55 on, when I was really exposed to learning about the Navy and the military and reading and then joining in 66, is to get that information passed on to people so the history of what we've done and what we're doing doesn't die. And that's my biggest motivation. I like to pass that on. I want people to know what the Navy does, how it does it. People don't realize that the Navy had such a large footprint in Vietnam. I mean, I was at the largest shore command in Vietnam at the Naval Support Activity in Da Nang. I mean, we had 33,000 sailors there. That's insane. It's hard to believe. But that's what the command did. We were everywhere. And the hospital, the Naval Productivity Hospital, was a 1,000-bed ward. You tell people this, and it catches them off guard. Really, they don't, you know, they're used to seeing what you see on TV, the mass shows or the field medics just rushing them out and putting them in a helicopter, getting them out of there. No, we had a full-blown hospital. And if I can pass that information on, it'd be great. I mean, in some respects, I wish I lived in Fort Winini so I could be at the Seabee Museum there, because the Seabees have become my biggest passion. My first 3 years were in the Seabees.
Do you have a background to the museum? It kind of ties in together, or how did you come about volunteering at that museum?
When I grew up, my dad being a World War II vet, every Sunday night, we would watch Victory at Sea. And that's where I got my first indoctrination into the Navy, watching what they did. And it was inevitable I was going to join the Navy. There was no way around it. And that's where all this started. And being a volunteer for people and stuff like that, that there wasn't anything that I wouldn't volunteer for. If there was a school, I volunteered to go to that school. So I've always been a volunteer in that respect. Even if it didn't mean anything to what I was doing, if they had an opening and wanted somebody to go, I'm in.
So that kind of leads into my next question. Why is it important to you and the public at large to volunteer, and especially at one of our museums?
It's important to me to be able to take and support an institution, but I found my passion and love to pass on naval history and help with the hands-on history to educate the public about what the Navy does, what it, how it's put together, was really important. And there's not a lot of people out there who want to do it. I have a strong desire to pass that information on, because I know at some point in time, I'm not going to be able to do it anymore, or I'm going to be gone, one of the two. And I want that to be, I want somebody to be able to say, hey, I remember him telling me that.
Bill, thank you for your time, and have
my
a
pleasure.
Great day.
All right, take care, Noah. It's good talking to you. Bye-bye.
To become a volunteer at one of the 10 museums of Naval History and Heritage Command, please visit history.navy.mil. Click on the link, visit our museums, and then click on the museum that interests you most. Thanks for joining us today on these episodes of An Invaluable Resource, Our Museum Volunteers, on Anchored in History, Stories of America's Navy.